This is JIS News. Coming up, 2014-2015 sectoral debate to generate more public interest. National Safe School Policy Guidelines to be implemented in over 500 primary schools come September. And Youth Minister condemns brutal murder of 8-year-old girl in St. Thomas. Details after the break.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. There are plans to make the upcoming 2014-2015 sectoral debate more accessible to members of the public. Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell, says he will be meeting with his opposition counterpart, Derek Smith, to ensure the debate generates more public interest.
We agree that we have to reform substantially those debates this year. And we are going to be meeting shortly to come up with a structure that can be far more relevant to the Jamaican people and to enable greater interest being shown in those debates.
Mr. Paulwell says the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure will be tabled in the House Thursday, April 3, and the Standing Finance Committee will meet from April 8 to 10. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips will open the budget debate on April 17. Minister Phillips will be followed by the opposition spokesperson on finance and the leader of the opposition. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will make her presentation on April 29, and Dr. Phillips will close the debate on April 30. The Security and Safety Policy Guidelines from the National Safe School Policy will be implemented in 595 primary schools starting September 2014. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the guidelines have so far been implemented in 164 secondary institutions, 111 all-age schools, and 86 junior high schools. He says in furthering the implementation of the policy, the ministry is focusing on the rollout of an intensive behavior modification program.
It will highlight appropriate values and attitudes, with specific reference to understanding the dead-end nature of crime and violence and to reinforce positive and law-abiding behaviors.
Reverend Thwaites was addressing Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. The behavior modification program will emphasize character building and positive socialization as both a preventative and corrective approach to antisocial behavior. Chair of the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, Maxine Henry Wilson, says the agency is working to develop a policy to govern the operations of craft vendors. She says the TPDCO will ensure there is a structured system in place for craft vendors. The craft policy will also address licensing of the vendors. Mrs. Henry Wilson's comments follow a recent demonstration by craft vendors in Otaria, St. Anne, who raised issue with not being granted a license to sell their products on the cruise ship pier.
It's not as easily resolved as people would think, because we would have to build another market. But there's another side to it, which is a part of the craft policy that is being developed, is that we have to look at the craft products themselves and what is marketable, because the demand has changed. And I think that also is an issue that has sort of stymied the earnings from the craft industry. So that is also a part of what we're doing.
The TPDCO chairman was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has condemned the brutal murder of an 8-year-old girl in Top Hill, St. Thomas. The child's body was found in bushes in the community Monday. Minister Hanna is calling on citizens to remain steadfast and renew their resolve to act boldly in the interest of the nation's children. She says Jamaicans should also show greater levels of care, love, and support to children while being more vigilant in safeguarding their communities. Minister Hanna says the Child Development Agency will be lending its assistance to the bereaved family. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.